The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yeah, that was, I guess that was helpful if needed. You know, I guess they do that in basketball some. You know, I've been around some basketball players and stuff like that. You know, this crowd was amazing. And I, once again, you know, how they were, especially when the defense was out there, the game on the line. I mean, I know how hard that is as a quarterback and hearing all that noise and all that tenacity and all that. So that was great that our fans were really into it. And this is a great football crowd, that's for sure.
He's the best. I just wish I could go through a day like and approach it like Russell Wilson does. You know,
yeah, it's nothing
just,
to see here.
Nothing
Everything
to see here.
Good.
Everything's good. Hey, listen, crowd booing us, off the field, crowd derisively chanting down the play clock because we've just been a house of horrors on offense all game long. Nah, it's a good crowd. Why did this offense take a step back yesterday instead of building on what they did on Monday night, where they moved the ball at will? They didn't finish in the red zone, but the idea was, okay, this is the get right game. They put it all together. Why did they regress?
Well, they regress because what did they have? 13 penalties, bunch of offsides, another bunch of delay games. I mean, that's the regression. I don't know how many drops they were credited for, but man, come on, got to catch the ball. You know, and then you have an injury to Jerry Jeudy. So now it's Tyree Cleveland becomes your next guy in line who also had a big drop. I mean, it got to the point where you were just basically the one dude you trusted if you were Russell Wilson was Cortland Sutton. And that's where you're going. So, you know, I mean, I don't know about regression, Mike. The numbers would have been, would have, could have, should have. Hey, man, they'd have beat Seattle if they don't fumble twice on the 1 yard line. You know, they should have. Russell Wilson's numbers would look a whole lot different if people are catching the ball. You know, like this, that, and the other. Hey, man, their offense would have been clicking had they not kept shooting themselves in the foot. Bottom line, that's your fault. Like, it's like the coach says, like, hey, man, the game would have been different if we'd have. You know, hey, that one play would have changed. No. Stop with the one play baloney. That's garbage. Execute.
Next on the Morning Bro.
Pure energy.
We're going to have to look at all those. We're going to have to put them up in front of all the guys. We're going to have to make sure they understand why they were penalties, what they're doing wrong, you know, whether it's a false start, whether it's an illegal cut block. So we just got to be sure that we clarify it to them because, you know, this has got to stop. We're not going to win a lot of games when you get that many penalties.
12 penalties against Seattle, 13 more yesterday,
mm-hmm.
25 penalties in two games. That's the most penalties in a two-game span in Bronco history.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
What?
The history of the Broncos. It's how you started off your tenure as a coach. And let's face it, you know, showing the guys, one, point the finger itself from a coaching staff standpoint. Because delay of games, that's on you guys. And delay of games, you know what that leads to? Offsides penalties. Right? Because you're antsy. Because you're running out of clock. You're running out of time. Things aren't working. Like, that's... You can sit there and point to the fellas. Say, hey, we got to be better. But ultimately, that's like when you give up 7 sacks. You know, and everybody says the O-line's like, no, you suck as a play caller. You're awful. You give up 7 sacks, you're basically putting your guys out there to, you know, to bleed. It's just not good enough.
It's no one's fault other than everybody's.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Good energy. A lot different different environment for me. You know, I'm used to playing in the dome, but it's good to go out there in the grass. Great fans, great energy. Got to calm down on the booing and stuff like that. You know, we'll take care of that when we find some more success throughout the year.
Randy Gregory, first exposure to Broncos country. Right. He's like, hey, man, you guys got to cut down on the booing. Were Bronco fans too harsh yesterday?
No, they want to see, hey, man, Bronco fans have been living in the desert, just completely parched, dying of thirst for some offense. You finally addressed it with a quarterback, offensive head coach. Like, we're going to take care of the issue. I mean, that was the bill of goal, the bill of goods that you've been sold as a fan base. And what ended up happening was awful. It was lack of execution, same old, red zone issues, like the whole nine yards. They don't like it.
Bronco fans are smart fans. And what I saw and heard from them yesterday, I give them nothing but credit. Awesome. That's the way a crowd should act. You have high standards. You know what's right. You know what you're watching is bad. And you let them hear about it.
I want to win.
Fantastic. Fantastic crowd yesterday. Well done. Couldn't be prouder of you. Next on the Morning Brew.
Off the play fake. Garoppolo, he's got a tight end. It is Ross Dwelly. And Ross Dwelly lunging in for the touchdown.
Well, 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 well. The game you called yesterday for Fox. Trey Lance gets hurt on the second series of the game. Busted ankle. Done for the season. Jimmy Garoppolo, the guy the 49ers tried to give away. He takes over. Leads him to a victory. And now the Jimmy G-led 49ers come in here Sunday night.
They just became a much better football team.
Yep.
With Jimmy G at quarterback.
Yep, that game just got a lot tougher.
And let me tell you something. They're legit, man. They are very, you want to talk about a really well-built, well-constructed roster. They have it, and now they have a quarterback who makes them two-dimensional. Listen, they're just, like, hey, Trey Lance.
Meaning what? Two-dimensional.
Meaning they can throw it and run it. Like, Trey Lance may have been the play and made them better for future years, like next year and the year after and whatever. But they're a better football team with Jimmy Garoppolo operating right now. And I think if health, you know, if they're blessed with health, Jimmy Garoppolo gives them a legitimate chance to win that division.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you every morning at 6:30.